Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire, 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 fire.
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we'll be doing a conversation about our two-part conversation about our favorite TV and movies of 2020. Interesting year of 2020 as far as content. But we're going to break down our favorite selections, with this first part being about our top 10 list of TV shows of 2020. Now, the parameters are, it doesn't have to be a series that started in 2020 as long as a new season dropped in 2020 that counts. And we also, you know, include documentaries as well. So we're kind of vast and diverse with our selection. So I'll start off with the lady of.
You would start with me.
Of course. Are you ready? Or you?
I mean, I got it. Okay, so how I need to do this?
You start from 10.
Yeah. Are we doing them in order?
Oh. Yeah,
I thought we were. We doing it in order, right?
It don't matter.
Are we doing movies first or TV shows?
TV shows.
Did you say that? And yeah, I just missed it.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either. So,
if you got in order, if you got in order, start from the bottom to the top.
You said kind of.
Oh shit. Okay.
Kind of in order. Okay.
What does that mean?
So what?
Kind of in order.
Meaning that I could put it in order real quick while I do this, like in my head as I go.
Oh, you didn't put it in order?
I didn't. I just highlighted my top three. Okay. So in 10th place here, I'm gonna say I have Working Moms. In 9th, I have P-Valley. In 8th, I have Undoing. 7th, I have Insecure. 6th, Killing Eve. 5th, Queen's Gambit. 4th, Mando. 3rd, Ozark. 2nd, Unorthodox. And in the number one spot, I have I May Destroy You.
That's really.
You had Mando on your list?
I did. I enjoyed watching it.
That's really,
you ain't never been on the review.
I know, because I felt like there were more people who would have more to say about it, because I'm not into Star Wars like that. I just felt like it'd be better served for someone who could engage in a conversation with y'all. I wasn't going to do all that. I didn't know all that nuanced stuff.
And it landed in your top five?
It did. It did. It did. It was really enjoyable. I have some honorable mentions.
Okay.
Two honorable mentions is Somebody Feed Phil and Real Housewives of Potomac gave me a lot of enjoyment this season.
I'm surprised that didn't make your damn list.
It's reality TV doesn't, I can't take it seriously. It's like mindless entertainment. So I can't really say that I enjoy it more than something that I'm actually watching for the substance of it, if that makes sense.
Dang, that's interesting. Your list is really interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Because.
You know me
going
best,
into like, my list. I have Killing Eve number 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I wasn't crazy about this particular season that came out this
year
over the other one, over the initial one.
You know what? I can see that. And I think because we binged it, I'm just lumping it all together. And gotcha. I wasn't necessarily talking about that particular season because this was the first time we watched it. So that's probably why I have it higher.
Got you. Number 9, I have Unorthodox. Number 8, I have The Undoing. Did you have Undoing on yours?
I did.
Okay. Number 7, I have Lovecraft Country. Number 6, I have Queen's Gambit. Number 5, I have Pussy Valley. P-Valley. Y'all sleeping.
Is that what it stands for?
Yes. Naked.
Yes, it's stands for Pussy Valley.
It's a strip club.
Hey,
the intro is fucking catchy as hell.
Is it a black show?
Yes.
I thought it was white people.
No.
It's a white girl.
I've never seen it. I thought it was white people called P-Valley. I thought it was about like computers or something.
No.
Pussy Valley. Bless it. No.
Pussy Valley. It's about.
I might have to watch that.
Yeah, it's about strippers.
Yeah, I like black pussy.
Number 4, yeah, Pussy Valley had to make my top 5. Where did it land on yours?
It was like.
Like
seven.
Low? Oh,
it was
my
like
God.
You tripping. 4 is Insecure. 3 is I May Destroy You. Now, this is where I had my tough time. These top 3 were tough for me. So three was I May Destroy You. Two was Mando, and number one was Ozark. Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Ozark over Mando.
I'm surprised Ozark over I May Destroy You.
Yeah, yeah, man. Too. I love Ozark, man. I really like Ozark for real, for real. I May Destroy You, it, you know, that, that it was different and heavy, and I don't particularly like.
I thought it spoke more to your, like, I'm a filmmaker side. You know what I mean?
It does, but Ozark does too in a different way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, that's, it's top three.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
That's why I said this was tough for me, because it, it very well could be one or two.
Sure.
Any of these top three could be one, two, or three. So that's why I said this, that, that part was tough for me, and I was telling Nate that last night. But yeah, man, they're my top three, man, they, and they're very close to each other.
You want to go, Mike?
If you would like me to, you're running the show. Would you like me to go?
You're the
next,
boss.
Sir?
I thought you're the boss.
Yeah, you tell me. You tell me, sir.
I didn't know if he was ready or not.
Well, I've been ready, bro. Okay. At number 10, I have Undoing. At number 9, I have Unorthodox. At number 8, I have Third Day. At number 7, I have Messiah. At number 6, I have I May Destroy You. At number 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5 I have High Fidelity. At number 4, I have Kingdom Season 2. At number 3, I have The Outsider. At number 2, I have Ozark Season 3. And at number 1, of fucking course, I have Mandalorian. I did have a couple honorable mentions.
Oh, I did too. Oh.
Devs. I don't know if anybody's watched that. That show's
really someone good. Recommended that.
It's really good, except for the main actress is fucking terrible. But the show's great. Like really good. And Catfish, the newest season of Catfish has been really,
really
good. Man, every season of Catfish is great, but you know, really? Yeah.
I think it's interesting that I have Undoing higher than you, and it seemed like you liked that more than I did. I have it at 8, and you had it at what, 10?
I had it at 10, and we had Unorthodox at the same spot.
Yeah.
I just liked those other, well, I mean, yeah, I guess 10 and 9 could flip easy, but the rest of this shit was.
I got you, yeah. That's how I was too. My honorable mentions are kind of funny, I guess. I put Walking Dead there because like I'm just so like
invested,
and I'm just ready for it to be over at this point. So I put it there because it's not. When it comes back on, I'm gonna watch it. It's just I am.
But it's not good though, right?
It's okay. It's okay. It's not good as the other stuff, but it's okay. I'm still invested enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, to return.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger King was actually fucking interesting to me. Like I like that's an honorable mention. I didn't expect to get through that, but I was like, you know what? I keep wanting to fucking watch this show to see what happens. And I don't know if this may on air or off air, but Power Book 2 actually is, I think they're gonna pull it off. I don't like it, but I think they're gonna pull it off for some reason. Especially based off the finale, huh?
Oh, okay.
No, what do I mean?
That's your honorable mention. I got.
Yeah, it's an honorable mention. I think they're going to pull it off, and you know, I don't know, man. I guess I just got to get over it that they're not doing what I wanted them to do or whatnot. You know, I could see how people can enjoy this Power Book now. Now, at first, it was aggravating as hell. But now, as the season closed, I'm like, okay, I could see how they could pull this off.
All right. What's up, Ken? What you got? Are you still going?
He's still trying to put his list together.
Yeah. I'm prepared.
All right,
Ken, though.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't have an order. Hey, I'm doing a lot.
You just go, Nick. All right. At number 10, I have... At number 10, I have Ted Lasso, Apple TV sitcom. At number 9, I have Dave on FX. Number 8, I have The Boys Season 2.
Mm-mm.
Number 7, I have... number 7, I have... What is it? The Last Dance, the Netflix ESPN documentary.
I didn't know we were doing documentaries. I probably would have put that on my list.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
As a television show?
Yeah, it was because it dropped...
It had multiple series or multiple episodes?
Yeah, it dropped when it was getting released on TV. Okay. It was
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
because
I have a documentary in my movies list, but I don't think it had episodes. Gotcha.
So that was considered a TV show?
Yeah, it was on. It was released on TV.
Yeah, we said TV shows or series.
Limited series.
Miniseries or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, damn, that would have made mine.
Number six, I have Fargo season 4. Number 5, I have Insecure. Number 4, season 4. Number 4, I have The Outsider. Number 3, I have Ozark season 3. Number 2, I have The Mandalorian season 2. And number 1, I have Gangs of London.
Talking about that.
Bruh, I'm telling you, man. It's a British show. I think it comes on Skydance. That's the official channel overseas, but I saw it through AMC Plus. It's my best show of 2020.
Mike, you had Outsider too, right? Mm-hmm. So what is Outsider? Because I haven't watched that.
You never watched it?
It's on. No.
Did you not review it?
We didn't do it. That was
I don't think we did.
We had this conversation last week.
Yeah, we had it last week. We didn't do it. We just kept talking about it around each other. But it's on HBO. You could.
We didn't review it either, did we? Mm-mm. Oh yeah, we did talk about that last week, didn't we? Mm-hmm. I'll be quiet.
It's all good.
It's a good show. It's like a sci-fi detective show.
Mm-hmm. I guess your girl Harriet from Harriet Tubman. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Cynthia Erivo. Mm-hmm.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Especially those last 3 episodes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's slow, but it's dope. I liked it.
Let's see. Did you have something else?
And 2 honorable mentions. I have, these are animated series. The Blood of Zeus, which is on Netflix. Nerd. And on HBO Max, Deathstroke, Knights and Dragons.
Knights and Dragons, huh? Mm-hmm.
That sounded judgmental as hell.
Hey, it's DC animated show, so I fuck with it. So
it's DC, mm-hmm. Like DC Comics.
Yeah,
it's about knights and dragons.
No, it's about the character Deathstroke and his 2 kids.
Oh, Deathstroke.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Sound like I need to watch that then.
No, you don't.
So, hey, it's a good show.
I was just reading. Issue 50 of the newest issue. I think it dropped this last year of the comic. So, yeah.
You ready?
All right. As ready as I can be.
Damn, Nick.
All right. starting with number 10, I have Altered Carbon. Mm-hmm. Number 9, I have The Undoing. Number 8, I have Westworld Season 3. Number 7, I have Lovecraft Country.
I had it at 7 too. That's
Number 6, I have The Outsider. Number 5, I have Dark Season 3.
Why are you shooting him like that?
It looks interesting.
Number 4, I have I May Destroy You. Number 3, I have Picard.
That was good. Man. It was. I'm going to have to go watch it.
Mm-hmm. Like Picard as in
Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Yes.
Yeah. It's good. Huh. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
What is that on?
It's on CBS.
It's on CBS All Access, which we have.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Number 2, I have Ozark Season 3. And number 1, I have The Mandalorian Season 3. But Picard, man, that I did not know that shit was as good.
Really?
And I binge watched it. I was like, oh my fucking God.
Is this the first season? Do they have, it's just one season?
Isn't it the first season? Yeah, the first season. Season 2 just came out, I believe.
Okay.
But,
Do they all drop it at once or is it week to week?
Week to week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I would have watched it week to week, it would have drove me crazy. Like to be able to binge it, it was just as exhilarating and exciting from episode to episode. The character development, the storytelling, like it was like the worlds you went on. Phenomenal, man. I loved it. It could have like you, Rod, like those first, my top 3 could have been damn near any order, depending on the day. Oh. Yeah. Honorable mention, I got Transformers War on Cybertron.
You a fucking fuck liar. You're trolling.
Are you serious?
You were trolling.
You talking about the second part or the first part?
The first part.
Honorable mention because he enjoyed it even though it may not be good.
I'm a kid.
No, he's trolling.
I'm a kid. Let me be a kid.
That shit is garbage.
It is.
Both seasons.
I haven't watched the second.
You watched the second part?
Oh my fucking God.
They was hyping and they were saying like, it's so much good.
They're lying.
For 90s kids or whatever.
They are lying.
It was like really nostalgic.
It is trash.
Worse than the first one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. is easily
yeah, I gotta watch it now.
I can't wait to watch it. I'm excited. Shit. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be so much fun.
Oh my God.
I'm sure at least the first one has some sort of mystique to it or whatever, right? Or is it?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I just expected them to stop making Prime such a bitch, and he's even more of a bitch.
Mm.
Can't win a fight to save his fucking life. They be everybody beating his ass.
You're spoiling it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was gonna ask Ryan Johnson, man.
Yes, they did. I put it on Twitter. I was like, this is more offensive than what Ryan Johnson did to Luke Skywalker.
I had a question for y'all based on like y'all list, and based on how this year was with TV and how, you know, COVID compromised a lot of shows. Did this allow you to kind of expand upon like the streaming services you were already subscribed to as far as digging deep and finding out what stuff is already on there? And, you know, I wouldn't normally try this out, but since I got time, I might as well watch it.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all in the house right now. Mm-hmm. And then like we weren't big into streaming. We had cable for a long time. So, you know, we weren't like out there looking for stuff like that. But yeah, as we have streaming, now we just utilize it, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of see what's out there. I mean, Nay has always done that, but, you know, I don't watch as much TV as her. But, you know, she's kind of pulled me into a couple things, and there's been a couple things that I pulled myself into. And, yeah, I think, yeah, with everything going on, it has made me watch a lot more TV.
This is the first year we haven't had cable.
Mm-hmm.
We just relied on streaming.
You missed it?
A little bit. Not so much because I feel like there's programs that I miss as much as it's just like watching things when they come out. A lot of times, like This Is Us, which is a big show that I watch. I didn't put it on there because we ain't even finished with the first, with this season. But I can't watch it on Tuesday Live unless I don't want to do Hulu Live. So just turn it on a channel and watching stuff, or like just turn it on the news, local news and stuff like that. I got to find apps to do that. That part kind of sucks. But other than that, I don't feel like I'm necessarily missing out on anything.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
I need to get caught up on This Is Us. I'm seriously like seasons behind.
You absolutely do.
I stopped watching once Kevin became a drug addict and was on the acting things. That has to be at least two or three seasons back.
Yeah,
right. That's a while ago. I kind of saw her watching that one day.
I kind of feel like I need to start over. I liked the show though; mm-hmm. It was good. You ain't gonna have me over here crying over Pete Petrelli though. That shit was pissing me off.
Like, when it comes to like your list, and this is a question for everybody too, but like when y'all select y'all list, are y'all going off of like just the best shows or just what you can rewatch and what you just gravitated towards?
I went off of what I just thought was the most well-made show. Mm. You know, I mean, I don't think I've rewatched any of these.
Right.
That's interesting because that's not how you approach music.
Yeah, music is a little different. Mm. I mean, I do movies and shows a bit differently than I would do music because I don't just keep returning to movies and shows. Like, I'm not going to, in a course of a year, I'm not going to watch a movie 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. It's just, for what?
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I heard. But yeah, I don't think I've rewatched any of these television shows. I need to rewatch some of them. I need to rewatch High Fidelity because I remember really, really liking that. But that came out a while ago.
I tried to watch that. I couldn't.
Is that what
get
Zoe?
Past the first episode. Well, I'm going to try to, but
it was so good.
It just didn't grab me like I thought it would.
I hate that Hulu canceled that. They fucked up major. That show was really, really well written. I mean, I people are going to get mad, but I think I enjoyed it more than I enjoyed the movie itself. Because, like, this one really captures the mind of a socially inept record collector. Like, for real, for real. Zoe Kravitz really killed that role. So I hate that they canceled it.
Mm. Yeah, because
has anybody watched The Third Day?
Mm-mm. What is that?
No? It's on HBO,
it's
right?
It's on HBO.
Yeah. With Jude Law?
Jude Law and
I don't know.
His wife is a black woman. Something? I can't remember her name.
She was in Moonlight, his mama.
Oh, Naomi, not Harris. Harris?
It might be Harris. It's a lot of Naomis.
It's not, but okay.
I see Jude Law and I turn away.
I kind of do too.
I see Jude Law and I turn away. I don't like Jude Law.
Why?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about him, but I feel like anything that he's in, he's like melodramatic. Like, I don't know. It's something about
him. Have you ever
him.
Tried to watch The Young Pope?
No,
I have not.
And that's one of the prime examples where I saw that on HBO and I was like, no, straight.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something about Jude Law. It's the same dude from Phone Booth, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's
Yeah. Wait, is that Jew Law?
I thought it was Colin Farrell.
Oh, that's Colin. Oh, Colin that is. But Jew Law right. is the one from what's that movie? Fucking movie. I don't like either one of those guys.
I don't really care for Colin Farrell like that either.
Yeah,
I fuck with Colin Farrell. I don't care for Hugh Grant. That's what. That's the one.
Hey, no,
Hugh Grant don't bother
what
me.
Is the third day though?
I can't even really give you nothing. Like basically, this dude goes to an island and.
What's the genre?
It's like it's a thriller? Weird thriller. It's like a weird psychological thriller. Gotcha. Okay. It wasn't at all what I was expecting. I only turned it on because, I mean, I work from home. Because like you were asking about, you know, has pandemic made you look? Nah, I'm working from home for the last 3 years, 3 or 4 years. So I just watch whatever I can find if I don't feel like listening to music. And third day popped up and I watched a commercial for it. And I was like, all right, I'll just give it a shot. But it was nothing like I expected it. Nothing. But I was glued the whole way through. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
How many episodes?
I think it's like six. It's either six or eight. It's not a lot.
It's not a lot.
But I thought it was really good. But
yeah, all I saw from the trailer was that a motherfucker go to an island, he can't get off.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
And everybody acting like he goofy as hell for trying to get off.
Gotcha.
But it's just really creepy. There's a lot of weird shit. But yeah, it's good.
We'll be back after this quick break. I thought I watched more TV than I did, more shows than I did this year.
I did too.
But I realized I watched a lot of older shows, catching up on stuff. So that's what I spent most of 2020 doing when it came to like TV and movies, is not, you know, expanding the library to look for new stuff, but catching up on old stuff that I haven't had a chance to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, you know, I mentioned before, The Flash, Green Arrow.
Perry Mason.
Twilight Zone.
And that what old black people watch, Perry Mason?
They do. They do.
Has anybody watched the new Perry Mason on HBO?
I heard it was,
I thought that's what you were talking about.
My parents love it. They say it's amazing.
Yeah, I heard
it was really good, but I heard it was violent.
Yeah.
That's what I heard about.
Oh, good.
I got to check it out. Y'all didn't watch Messiah either, huh?
Who?
Messiah. I think it's on Netflix.
Is that when Jesus come back in the modern day era?
It's not really Jesus, but yeah, it's like this Indian, not Indian. Actually, I'm not sure where the fuck he's from, but he's some brown person. Comes back as like a messiah, and it's all about like them trying to figure out if he's like the real deal or if it's some bullshit.
My homie, he was playing it in the background.
It's good, man.
I had intentions of watching it, and then I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, I was watching, I think I told y'all, The Morning Show. That's something that I caught up on. And I was just doing a deep dive of what Apple TV Plus had. Like, I was watching C.
How do you have that? Do you pay for it?
Yeah, I think I thought they gave it out for free the first year. It was like something. It was like,
oh, really?
Cheap. It was like for like a dollar for the first year. And then I think it's like $5-6 after that. So I may have come up on it, but.
I saw a couple things that looked kind of cool on there, but I just didn't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
But if it's a dollar, I'll do it.
Yeah. I think it's a free the first year or whatever. If you got an Apple phone, you get like a hookup.
Really?
For
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there any. Oh, you had another question?
No, go ahead.
Is there anything on anybody's list, not any of the top 3 or 5 per se, that you like that would recommend any of us to look at that wasn't on our list?
Yeah, I just gave y'all like 3.
So which one out of that 3 would you like, yo, you know what, check out this one and give it a try?
Yeah. I kind of want to say High Fidelity, but I don't know that. I don't know if y'all would find that endearing or not.
I could push through it. I could watch it.
High Fidelity? This is the first, second, third season? What is this?
It's just one season that got canceled.
Oh, it canceled?
Yep.
I hate that.
They canceled after one season and Zoe Kravitz went the fuck off. She's like, y'all saw her post black on IG. People.
Yeah.
I won't watch that one then. Give me another one.
Why?
You don't want to get sucked in.
I don't like that.
It didn't end on a cliffhanger. It's just, it's like a dramedy sort of.
But yeah, if you like really like it, to know you're not going to be able to watch any more of it.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's just like.
Well, I should have told you that then.
I'd probably watch it.
It's like sex without the orgasm or some shit.
Wow.
Oh yeah, this is good.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I was just gonna move out of tape.
I'm like, next question, Nick.
I was gonna say Fargo season 4.
Really?
Stupid.
Did that was on
the
your
Chris,
list?
Yeah, Chris Rock.
Oh, man.
The Chris Rock Fargo season 4. It's on Hulu.
I can't take Chris Rock seriously as an actor.
It's the ensemble. Because they got what's his name? Colonel Taylor. He's like his
Brad Taylor.
Yeah, he
in there. I watch it then.
Brad. Okay, so watch the whole thing. Like,
no, because they're all like each individual series. or like a season.
Oh God!
So you don't have to. It's not like they're all. It's I think they're
he
all.
He bought a whole program that he can watch.
Oh, you want a whole series you could just go through?
Yeah, that's what.
Well, I heard Fargo was good, so I mean, I haven't watched it.
Yeah, but. I just only watched the fourth season because I was like, oh, I want to see what Chris Rock can do in this series. And it was really good. I like.
Don't
it.
Do that then, because Nick probably don't even care if he's confused. Mm-hmm. You just keep watching.
Give me another. It ain't confusing.
Give me just start at season one. Huh? Just start at season one.
I've heard, but I've he heard doesn't even vouch for. But I've heard people say Fargo is yeah. good.
I have too.
Like all the okay. way through.
A
all
lot right. of people.
All right, fine.
Picard. I'm gonna watch it.
Picard.
Yeah. Yep.
I would say Queen's Gambit if you haven't watched it, even though it's about a chick who plays chess. Like it was entertaining enough to me.
You watched it? I haven't watched it, and I just can't make myself. I'm sure it's good. I just can't. I'm like a white lady playing chess. This doesn't sound interesting in any way, shape, or form. But no,
I didn't
one
think
said
it would
it
be
bad,
either.
So.
I didn't think it would be either. But yeah, man, it's actually pretty good.
Another show I was watching on Amazon, Goliath.
Oh, okay.
With Billy Bob Thornton. The first season is really good. Second season is pretty decent. They have a third season too. I haven't finished that yet. But
I would say P-Valley. I want to see what you guys.
I wouldn't suggest that, actually.
I would. I just want to see like what you guys think about this
show.
No,
you were suggesting. You was on Facebook talking about some. You ain't
yeah, no.
It.
No, don't get me wrong. I love the show, but I also think that it's
too niggerish.
Exactly.
But I don't, they might like it, though. Like,
you might, yeah.
Is it a comedy? Is it a comedy or a drama?
No, so it's
is it like Players Club, but just like played out like throughout the series?
It's like a more dramatic, it's like Players Club if it was actually taken seriously.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a white comedy.
I mean, this is some funny shit.
Oh, I have a computer with Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah, no.
I've been thinking the whole time it was Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's
Valley.
When you said computers. I'm like, are you talking about Silicon Valley?
Computers. It's just black people with pussy. I'm all kinds of mixed up.
P-Valley. Okay. Give it a shot.
I'm going to try it too.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
I might give it a shot tonight. I'm not watching.
Right, you seem like you was pleasantly surprised by
I
the moment.
I was, man.
I'm like, this nigga just went up here watching these bitches on this phone. That's all that is.
Right. But no,
right.
You sent me that. You sent me that gift thing. I was like, you had me locked in.
It's actually pretty fucking entertaining. Like she was like, why are you watching that? I was like, I don't know. It's just something.
I
want to
see the strippers.
It's
entertaining.
Titties are entertaining.
Right. I was like, it's just something about the way it looks like a shot. Mm-hmm. And so,
Mike, get in here, Nick. I was like, come on now.
Get in here, Nick.
I love the way they like the black people. Nigga, shut up.
I did.
I like
man.
How they cut.
Get in here, Nick.
I like the way they like the lion on the left.
Hey, I did like the way they like the black people.
It has a
what's the Euphoria look to it, like the with the purples and the blues.
Oh, okay,
shit.
I got you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, there was some validity to that. What are you talking about? I do like
purple and blue on some titties. That's all that.
Rod, you said you had some documentaries that you would have put on.
Oh, just the last dance.
Oh, just last
the main
dance.
One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all watched Vikings?
Mm-mm. No, what is that?
I heard it was good.
Is it on the history? Is that Discovery or History?
So it's a History Channel show. It's on Hulu and it's on Amazon Prime. And I started watching it and I was like, all right, this is cool. It's, you know, white Vikings and they're killing each other and shit. And I'm like, I like it, but something's off. And I didn't realize until the very end of the first season, you cannot get the uncensored version unless you buy the Blu-ray.
Hmm.
The all Blu-ray.
Of, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Even the DVDs are censored. So, like, there's no blood and guts. Like, apparently the show is extremely violent.
Mm-hmm.
Like Game of Thrones style. That's why I started watching it. Because everyone was like, man, motherfuckers getting their heads chopped off, dicks chopped off, guts out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this shit. Sound tight. It's completely fucking
But they censored. Do, like, cutaways when someone gets killed or something?
Yep. It's good, though. So I'm like, torn between finishing it.
Mm-hmm.
And just toughing out the fact that it's neutered, or just saying, I don't want to watch this if it's censored.
Yeah, my father-in-law watches it. He tells me it's good. He told me it was good.
It's really good. It's really good. It's definitely like a Games of Thrones-ish type of show. I'm enjoying it.
Nay, when you were talking about Mando being on your top five, I had a story. The last time I went back home to Cincinnati, I'm the only one in my family that really you know, I put my family onto some shows and whatnot because they usually just be watching reality shows and whatnot. So I had my sister watch Mandalorian. She's like, Nick, I don't like that Star Wars shit. I don't know nothing about this motherfucker, whatever. I'm like, just watch it. It ain't got nothing to do with all that other goofy shit. For real, for real. Just watch it. It does, but to have her watch it, I had to say that.
He doesn't mean it offensively.
Yeah. He did. So, so I had to watch the first two episodes, and then I came back home, and then she called me like later that week and said, Nick, me and my brother-in-law, Rico, she's like, we watched it. We watched the whole series, the first and second season. And we watched the original trilogy just to get backstory. She said, and we about to watch the prequels too. I'm like, God damn, like I thought she wasn't into it. Bruh, I'm telling that show, I didn't think that show would have that effect on her. Mm-hmm. But like, wow. It's crazy like how, I guess that's good, probably how the best introduction to Star Wars will be is The Mandalorian.
That's a lot of Star Wars.
It is, but she had time to kill. It was over the holiday break, so it was
just that with her.
Oh, you did it with her
when the episode 7 came out. We went and watched. Did we watch the original first? We watched it in order. Yeah.
Why you say it like that?
I know. Yeah.
Listen. I understand nostalgia sake and all, but I just don't think. I'm with your sister. Yeah. Like I don't think if it weren't for Mando, I really don't think I would have been like Mando made me like Star Wars a lot more than I did before. Before Mando came out, I was like, I mean, it's cool. Like I liked the Ewoks and stuff when I was a kid, but that was really it. Like I'm not impressed. I wasn't impressed.
It's a task to watch them in order like that.
It's not for me.
Yeah, it's a journey, man. It's a fun journey. The only task is the first one.
Are you talking about the original episode one?
No, like the prequel. Once you get past the first prequel, I think it's fine. And then by the time it's episode 3, man, episode 3 is fucking incredible.
Because I did that with my kids. I was like, ooh, this is... It's a journey.
It's a
journey, y'all. Right?
I mean, they're long. Yeah,
That's you know what I mean. But
it's hard to try to figure out what to do in that situation. Like if somebody says I want to start with Star Wars, it's like, well, I had to like because my ex wanted to watch it, and I was like, man, do I want to make her watch the prequels first, or should I start with the original trilogy? But then she's like, I have a huge crush on Ewan McGregor. I'm like, okay, then you'll be fine. So we started with the prequels.
Okay.
Then went to
Her, when it came to the movies, I was like, maybe you should watch Rogue One to see if you would like that, because then that can get you to the original trilogy, and then you can go back to the prequels. Mm. Just because Rogue One is kind of still modern, so you can, like, the effects and stuff.
She just might be confused. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
That's what she was saying. She's like, I want to go actually in order. So I was like, okay, then you're going to have to tough it out. But, it's worth it, I guess, in the end. Mm-hmm. From y'all list, do y'all have like a show that y'all would vouch for as far as like, or you would fight for to say it's the best show of 2020?
I May Destroy You.
No, my top three is just two up in the air. I can't just pick one and say like, yo, this is the one I would, because the way she just said I May Destroy You, I can't argue with that. I can't argue Ozark or Mando over I May Destroy You. I can't. I could see that easily being a number one for somebody.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue it either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Mando more, but I think it's like a personal thing. Mm-hmm. It's strictly a personal little kid thing. I mean, perhaps if Luke Skywalker didn't show up in the last episode, I might not even say that. Mm-hmm. But it's the best show of the fucking century for me just because of the last 10 minutes of the last episode. So... Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can't argue with someone that this is better than I May Destroy You. I mean, I May Destroy You is more artistic and whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, for my list, a lot of the shows y'all mentioned, I really did like, but it was just more of like, I feel like I had to be in a certain mood to watch it. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't something that I was like how y'all mentioned, put someone on. Like, bro, because, you know, usually with recommendations, I'm like, just watch it for entertainment value. If you want some deeper shit, I can recommend you that. But just for something that you're like, oh, put me on to something, those are the... On my list is what I put on there.
Yeah, I guess it had to depend on the person.
But yeah, because like I made it as much as I like I May Destroy You, like Mando or Ozark. Well, especially Mando, I was not missing that shit. I was religiously waiting to watch that show. Mm-hmm. versus like a I May Destroy You is like, even you, we would watch it maybe like a day or two later. That shit would never happen with Mando.
But listen, no, that doesn't mean anything with me.
I know, I'm just saying, I know, but with me, I was like, okay, yeah, we'll watch it, you know, the next day. Mando, ain't no freaking way I'm missing a day after the day it comes out.
Staying up till 3 a.m. whenever.
Just to watch the
yes.
Not every one, but like the last two, I stayed up.
I didn't even do that.
Huh?
I didn't even do that.
I did.
He was a big kid.
I was a big fucking kid. I could not wait to see what
Christmas morning. Mando came out.
I was like, the baby gonna be up anyway. I'm gonna be up in like
he tried to blame it on the baby.
Blame it on Don.
He probably woke him up anyway. Go on, get your ass up.
Cry, boy.
I roll over, they both looking at the TV. I can't.
Oh, that's funny.
Shit. Yeah, Ozark, you know, they come out like all together, right? You don't have to. So that's just, you know.
Yeah, they drop them out like together.
You know, they're experimenting with. Well, they may have done it before. Correct me if I haven't seen it. But this show, they have the uncanny encounter. They're dropping week by week.
Yeah, they've done that before.
They have. Okay.
Netflix is doing that.
Yeah,
they've done it with a couple other things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's why I thought that was interesting because it pops up a new episode next week or something like that.
Yeah, I feel like Netflix is trying to backtrack a little bit because they were big for just like, oh, you can watch a whole season in a day or two. Mm-hmm. But now I think when they look at Disney Plus with Mandalorian, like they want that week to week, you know, conversation.
Yeah,
like,
can't wait. Yeah, you want to keep the people coming back. So you want to keep your activity up. And I think that's a way to do it. Like, I do too. So I think, well, the beauty with it, you could just wait. But yeah, I think watching the Uncanny Encounter, after watching the first episode, I was like, damn, man, like I couldn't wait to watch the next episode. And I was thinking like, if these episodes weren't out, how I would feel with that. But yeah, it was actually cool. It's like these Asian people with powers running around, killing like demons and shit like that. It's actually was pretty interesting.
Uncanny Encounter.
The Uncanny Encounter. It looks like a little goofy and silly, but for whatever reason, it appealed to me. But of course, they have powers. And then I started watching Equinox, which I can't wait to finish that shit. Yeah,
I have it on my watch list. Yep.
I watched the first episode. It's on Netflix. Yeah. Yep.
Y'all haven't watched Kingdom, huh?
I keep forgetting.
I put B on it, and B fucking loves it.
Oh, I did watch.
I know
did
I like
out, that didn't come out this year.
Season 2 did.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, honorable man.
Mention.
Fuck, that shit was fucking great.
It's
great.
One of those shows that like I know I'm gonna like it, but I just haven't got to it yet.
Man, it's so fucking good, man.
That would have made my goddamn list.
Is it on your list?
Yeah.
It's number 4.
I was still working on my list. God damn it.
Man, I fucking loved that show. It's so fun. I mean, I can't recommend it to you because it's subtitled. Mm. But yeah.
You gotta get over that. And, bro, we in a new decade and all that. Come on.
It's not gonna happen, man.
And especially something like this because it's really fast moving.
Yeah.
So if you don't read, not saying you're stupid or nothing, obviously. No, but if you don't read fast, because it's hard to like read it. I was trying not to say.
If you don't read fast,
that's what I said. I didn't expect the fast.
You're coming at your man. You know what I'm saying?
I specifically said not like I'm saying.
That's why I laughed and I didn't feel a way.
Come on, man. Even when I'm trying to be nice, y'all don't let me. I was trying to
your slow ass.
Man. They gotta have a bounce of ball on it, Mike.
I thought you could read fast, Mike.
I fucking hate you, man.
I read at a normal speed.
That's you read like the Dunham man.
Oh man.
I'm just saying, it's a zombie show, so it's moving very, very fast. And there's a lot of times I have to rewind it. Man, fuck that.
I will say this, though. I did like the, was that Tucson or something like that?
Train to Busan?
I did enjoy that.
Oh, well, if you like
it. I was going to say, how you not, you could easily watch that.
Yeah, I did enjoy that. Actually.
If you like Train to Busan, you probably dig The Kingdom.
Okay. I did not see, when I was going through looking at what dropped, I did not see Kingdom anywhere. So I'm amending my list.
I'm a double check and make sure I'm not tripping.
It depends because you be watching some random shit, so your cue probably all fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. Maybe I'm wrong. Hold on now.
Double check before I'm in my list. I'm about to kick something off.
I think season 2 did drop this year.
It's out there. It's on Ken's list.
Nah, Rod.
It's going to be 4. It's going to not alter carbon.
Rod, the show, bro, Gangs of London. Just off cinematography.
Okay.
You gonna fuck with it.
What is on?
A&E.
AMC, yeah.
AMC.
AMC Plus.
I think I actually.
Yeah. I'll send you a link or something.
Good. Yep. Kingdom's on my list.
Not asking Nate about it. Like, so I was planning on looking into it because it seemed like you really vouched for it. So
yeah.
Like, and it like popped up on the home screen like the it next did, day. Yeah. And I was like, that's not show he was talking about.
Man, it just, every episode, it just make you want to just binge watch it. Every episode. Okay.
What show is this again? I'm sorry.
Gangs of London.
I'm going to watch it.
You really suggested P-Valley though. Huh? You really suggested
I'm going to watch it. Get in here, Nick.
Yes. You want a panel full of dudes. Yes.
Get in here, Nick.
Any other recommendations for the people out there that y'all got? It don't have to be just about this year.
I don't.
I said Devs, right?
Yeah.
I said Devs.
Oh, I'm Not Okay With This. Did y'all watch that?
It's on Netflix. Sound familiar?
It does sound familiar.
It's a show?
Yeah, it's a well, mini series or whatever, but yeah, it's good.
Familiar. I'm not okay with this.
Little girl, well, not little girl. She's a young teenager. She starts developing powers. She can't control them.
Yes, I do remember that because I remember it was like a, I said this was like a bootleg 11.
It does. Yeah, it's like 11 and a half. But yeah, it's actually pretty good. I liked it.
Titans is too. You put me on the Titans. I'm glad about watching that.
Was Titans this year?
No, it wasn't. I'm just saying like just shows that we
just
watch
in general.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Titans. Titans have me fucking stuck to my TV. Not
I was hoping season. I was like, when is season 3 coming out? Like,
man, it's soon. It's just not going to be on whatever that channel was. It's going to be on something.
I think
else.
They just done mixed away with that channel ever since HBO Max.
What channel was it?
It was DC Universe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just moved all the stuff to HBO Max.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I think.
Down in the valley where the girls get naked.
They like it for two different reasons.
I know. It's hilarious.
That's our top 10 list of 2020. Please let us know your top 10 list of TV shows in the FPS Podcast Reddit thread. And that's also the same handle for IG and Twitter. Also, continue to recommend us new shows to watch. We are very open-minded, and we just want to keep up with y'all as well. So that'll do it for us this week. Check out part 2, which will come out soon. We out. Peace.